evidently. Hopefully, if someone can double check, I'd appreciate that. We are live, the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. I am not Victor Orocho. He is on assignment. Hopefully, everything's good with Byron. Be with him, Byron. But joining us, of course, is Mr. Byron Jones up in Lancaster, not Lancaster, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And joining us from from Ohio, we have Mr. Andre Gisbert. And I hope I didn't butcher your name, Andre, but
you're good, man. You're good.
All right, everyone, welcome. Wow, great week of sports for some people, not for me. Just gonna get it right out there in the front. Byron, you're looking rather sullen over there as well. So go ahead, Byron. Go ahead, start. I know you want to jump in. Just go ahead.
I'm about peace and love today, man. I'm getting along with everybody today.
All right.
Welcome. Andre, long time no see.
Yeah, really.
How's
things? Sorry, man. Had my gag order. No, couldn't talk to you guys during camp. And coach was like, hey, you can get on your podcast when you got your work done. And as you could imagine, when you're doing work for when you're doing analytics and it's the early part of the season, there's always work to be done. But I was able to catch up and got done as fast as possible today, and was kind of excited to get on with you guys today. You know, knowing that Monday did not look great, but that's why they're not my team. They're your guys' team, but not my team. But it's been an exciting few weeks of football, and today is just another amazing day of announcements and stuff and some crazy things that are going to happen over the next few months that are just awesome.
Yeah, I'm just double checking to make sure we're live right now. I do apologize.
No, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay, bud. Alex, how you doing?
There we are. Yeah, hey, we're live right now. Hey, Alex, what's going on, bud?
Doing good, hanging out here in Maine. It's Thursday night. Everything's going.
What's the temperature? I want to know the temperature.
Mm-hmm. All right, here, let me get you the local Maine forecast. It is currently 57 degrees up here in Portland.
Ooh, look at that. We're the same temperature.
You must be down here, Byron.
It's probably like, 60? What I got?
Yeah, 60. So you're not that far off.
All right, we're
good. It always reminds me of, I have a coworker who lives down in Florida, working remote, and we'll just like during our huddles, like, all right, what's the temperature today in Port Charlotte?
There's a reason why I don't live in Florida anymore, and that's one of them. So, Andre, you talked about an exciting weekend of sports. What is that, Fruity Pebbles?
No, it's a chicken pot pie from.
Oh, okay, Boston. it looked like fruity pebbles going by there. Like,
no. You can follow your nose. It's chicken pot pie, baby.
All right. So, in the world of analytics, what's going on right now?
So, in the world of sports analytics, something amazing happened, and. And I could say this because they're doing a Sports Illustrated article about it and everything. Google has now entered the game because they saw that AWS was getting in the game.
That's right.
So, as some people know, I do some freelance work for a particular analytics firm, but I'm also an offensive and defensive analyst for Youngstown State University. Prior to that, this past season, I was the video coordinator and offensive and defensive analyst for the Pittsburgh Maulers. We were always only having to deal with one and sometimes two analytics firms to get the college football information.
Mm-hmm.
In came the big boys, finally. And now it's almost like the revenge of the nerds, because all the high prices, all the high tech is coming together. The algorithms are working better. The tagging in live during video is happening now. And it's all because Google's venture capital arm is investing in one company. Amazon's investment capital arm is investing in another company. And another company out of Europe is also investing. And it's all to help improve their information for sports gambling.
Yeah.
But
I want to talk about that in a minute too, but yeah, go on. I'm sorry.
In reality, at the end, it's really helping coaches better. It's giving coaches amazing information.
Do you think it could have given Sean Payton the data not to hire Vance Joseph? I'm just putting that out there. I'm going to give a take. You mentioned gambling. I don't gamble on sports. I barely gamble, period. That's because I have that kind of personality where I would get in trouble, as if you guys couldn't tell by now. I'm one of those people where, you know, now we have the gambling partner of the NFL. I'm just like going, my goodness gracious, what has happened? You know, so I'm trying to wrap my head around that. I know it's been for a couple of years, started with fantasy football stuff, and now it's like branched into pick the games. It's like sponsored by the NFL. And I just have a hard time dealing with that. So when you mentioned that, it's like, okay, whatever. Anyway, Mr. Jones, let's talk about the Giants a little bit. You're going to jump on my team. I'm just going to get it. Let's get it over with first.
What is there to talk about, man? You know, they're killing me. You know, the last 4 years, I've been talking about offensive line. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, you know, I don't know why they're not listening to me. You know, I am kind of important, you know, way up the food chain.
Yeah.
And,
you
know, I make important decisions in the Giants organization. I don't know why they don't go out and, you know, get the linemen that they should. But for some reason, they keep, Shane Lemieux or whatever his name, they keep rolling him out there in the field. And, you know, it's just bad, man. What can you say?
What about defensively? What's going on with the Giants defensively?
Defensively, they're soft as cotton candy. They're not the typical Giants team. They don't tackle well at all. I saw one play where when they're at the goal line and the running back was going for a touchdown, Leonard Williams was turned around the other way and sort of like he turned around like, oh, look at that guy, and just run right behind them. And I'm like, really? And allegedly, they're supposed to be the number one interior defense, you know, this year between Dexter and Leonard Williams. I don't know what the problem is. Dex every now and then, yes. And Mr. Thibodeau, I'm just jump over to Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to
wait for that.
He was supposed to have been the second coming of Morris Taylor, Micah Parsons, Vaughn Miller, and whatever. And he's awful. He has one sack. One.
That's one less than Randy Gregory has.
Yeah, but to his defense, they are double teaming him.
Okay.
No, to his defense, they are double teaming.
See, but here's
90% of his plays. You know.
Can I counter that real quick? Von Miller could overcome a double team. Lawrence Taylor can overcome. Micah Parsons, who we have seen overcome triple teams. So, you know, I appreciate your input. I'm just like,
I don't think he's that guy.
No, he's not. He's not. And Byron, I know you have all the pull in the Giants organization, but you need to have him listen to Andre and say he's not the guy.
He's not explosive. If you watch, like, you know, Andre saying it, if most edge rushers are explosive, they just, you could tell when they have it coming around the corner. Yep. He doesn't have it coming around the corner like most of those guys.
Yeah. What about Danny Dimes?
Who?
Okay, we got that taken. Hey, Alex, what's going on, buddy? How's it going?
I would say, wow, he's showing moments. I don't think the offensive line play is helping him. The other thing I take away is the end result is obviously what it was, 30-12 or 13. But they were hanging in there until the third quarter before San Francisco figured it out. So it's kind of like one of those, they're not great, but there's something there. And I can't put my finger on it, what it is.
Hey guys, can we all agree that Nick Bosa is a once in a generation player?
Yeah, he's definitely better than his brother because he's not hurt.
His brother's hurt all the time.
Yeah. So, all right. So go ahead, Byron. Let me have it.
Okay.
Let me have it. Hold on.
How do you feel? What? No, you got a two for coming because you had.
Well, hold on. My loyalty, I like CU, but my loyalty is CSU. So let's remember that.
I'm still going to put it in the basket.
All right. Bring it on.
So you had, how could you put up a 70 piece on somebody, you know, a professional football team? How is that possible?
Because they have a JV defensive coordinator.
Yeah, but they still have the same defensive guys that they have. They're not a bad defense at all. They don't have bad personnel. But there's no way possible that they should put a 70-piece
on
them like that.
Nope.
I got a question. I do have a question.
Yeah.
What were the draft picks given for Sean Payton again?
I believe a first next year and a second next year, if I'm not mistaken. Ooh. So
all that for the ball. Oh, when they, and they lost to their former ball boy.
Ball boy. Yeah. Yeah. So, I got nothing to defense. Now, speaking of defense, there is no defense to what Byron's saying. I mean, Byron, you saw the picks. Who did I pick last week?
I don't remember.
I picked Miami and it's only
Traitor. Yes, Traitor.
Yeah, I know. I have a buddy that works for the Broncos organization. He told me the exact same thing. He called me a traitor. That's all right. I'll take it, though. I'll take it. Because, once again, I'm not going to pick a team that I don't have a lot of faith in. You know, I will say the one shining part for the Broncos, if you put Russell Wilson's stats up against Mahomes, they're fairly similar right now as far as
completions. Oh, no, you definitely have. You definitely have what's happening over there is pretty interesting and is becoming pretty good bones on the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face reality, not because he's my former player, but you guys got a heck of a deal on Jaleel McLaughlin.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Nobody thought that that guy was going to turn into the monster that he's showing for up for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I know I was hopeful at the beginning of the season, Byron, but I think after week one, those hopes just kind of went downhill. So, I mean, I'm picking the Bears on Sunday.
Keep hope alive, man.
In the NFL, I'm taking the Bears over the Broncos.
Keep hope alive, man.
Yeah, but Byron, what is happening in about, you know, less than 10 days?
Less than 10 days.
You know, I love football, but what's happening in about 10 days? Hockey season starts.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So Valerie Chushkin is back for the Avs. And so it's going to be a good year. So go ahead and hit me with Coach Prime, though. I'm ready for this one. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to kick you because, you know, I didn't expect them, you know,
no, I didn't either.
To beat with, you know, Oregon. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, some growing pains there. You know, there's still. You know, they didn't have Travis Hunter. You know, I'm sure that probably would have made a big difference, you know, the way they just got beat down physically.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're heading in the right direction, but that's just.
I think they're about 2-3 years off from, like, being thought of contenders is what it comes down to. You beat a depleted TCU team, okay, barely. Next week you beat up Nebraska, who hasn't been relevant since what, 99, 2000, something like that?
96.
96. Okay. And then you have Colorado State that took you to two overtimes. A Mountain West team took you to two overtimes.
Hold on. You already know this, that CSU is not even in the upper echelon.
No, they are not.
Of the Mountain West.
No. Sonny Lubeck is not the coach there, okay? But I will say this, their athletic facilities, incredible. That's
CSU. Oh, no, you probably have the best stadium in all of college football because it was designed as a mini Jerry's World without the dome.
Yep, exactly. Right. Yep. So.
Oh, it's Byron. You could see you have glass on the bottom floor with lounges on the bottom floor so that you could be at the players level and still party on and be watching the action from the what's going on the sidelines, even though it's kind of elevated just a little bit slightly, but most people are not tall enough to see over the players, but it's still a nice little environment You also have glass, I guess they call it the glass fishbowl or something. Yep. The tunnel going from the locker room to the field is all glass. So the not that a whole lot of people line up for it, but
but
apparently you could see all that, and they really made it more accommodating to those who had enough money for the loges or the suites or whatever the heck you want to call them. Whereas, what is it, 8 stories of suites or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Which is unheard of, but except for that type of style of suites has never been seen before in college football. Only it rivals what San Francisco has.
Yeah.
But I could honestly say, as someone who has walked that field and seen it, it is a quite impressive stadium setup. They've always been the best as far as facilities in the Mountain West. As someone who went to Air Force to say that, tells you something.
Yeah.
Well, finally, Air Force is remodeling their damn stadium.
Yes, yes. I was about to say that. I went to the Air Force Academy a bunch of times as a kid because we lived down in Canyon City. And that was the closest college. I mean, we go to see it at Colorado Pueblo, but you're taking your life in your hands going there. So,
but they had a hell of a football team for a while there.
Yep. So, CSU won actually on Saturday. So that was a one saving grace in the state of Colorado. Like I said, the Avs start.
Air Force is still undefeated.
Okay. That's right. So that's 2 teams in Colorado.
What about your Nuggets?
Well, they haven't started playing yet, but still world champions.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
My question for the day about Colorado. Okay. I got my back kicked in last time when I said something about the endowment for that school. Okay. I got murdered on Facebook and you killing me. But if they had all this money, which they always had, why did they suck for the last 20 years?
Correction. They did not have the money.
No, that came
in $73 million in debt.
Yeah. That endowment came in after the athletic department and the university decided they were actually going to try to be competitive in a money-making endeavor, which is college football. Oh. And who better to bring that than Deion Sanders? So that's why they were, Andre's right, they were in debt because no one cared. They gave away the tickets to see a game at Folsom Field. Now they're going for what? Minimum 250?
Not just that. It's sad because, let's face reality, they were in the Pac-12, and the Pac-12 basketball-wise, if you ask me, is right behind the Big Ten and the ACC. Chomping at the bit, I would say. I mean, seriously, up and down as far as the Pac-12 was concerned for basketball, you always had great basketball coming out of that Pac-12.
Yeah.
So the fact that they couldn't even fill up their gymnasium for basketball, knowing that students can go for free, tells you that they got too much going on right now in Boulder.
Yep.
Now, as someone who lives in Colorado, we could admit, you're right, during the winter, everybody wants to go skiing.
Yep.
And, you know, the fact that the recreational is not Pokemon State property.
That's right.
That's preventing part of the problem.
Yeah. So, but the thing that's weird about that is that University of Colorado has a weird thing where they're not state-owned, but yet they are state-owned, unlike Colorado State that is all state-owned. So CU is a private school, but they have their fund. A lot of the funding comes from the state. And so they can make rules like that about recreating, let's call it, on campus.
Oh, so I'm vindicated about talking smack about it then.
Yeah.
If you compare their facilities to Colorado State's, to Air Force Academy's, heck, even Northern Colorado's, you would see that they would be on par with a Division II school.
Yep.
And not with a D1 FBS Power 5 conference school.
Yep.
Don't let the fresh paint fool you. they have that poor football team has to share those facilities with mm-hmm. all other non-revenue sports.
Yep. Yep. That's true. That is absolutely true.
I'm vindicated.
I never said you wouldn't be. You know, I think a lot of I never attacked you. The only time I attacked you, you said we talked about the weather out there. Oh. Yeah, it may snow 4 feet, but it's all going to be melted by the afternoon, right, Andre?
All I know is my first August, and it snowed. Mm-hmm. In my first August, and it was like the third day of two a days.
You said August, right?
Yep. It was August, baby.
It was August. Yep.
It was August. A Florida boy was definitely in shock.
But like I said, you know, Colorado is one of those states where, you know, you hear a lot about the snow. I'm not going to give away any tourists. We kind of keep that up to keep people out. Unfortunately, it ain't working too much because all the folks from California are found out, and now they're buying up all our real estate. Unlike Uncle Eric's condo, which he ain't selling. Uncle Eric's fine. Uncle Eric, hey, we love Uncle Eric on the show. You are vindicated, Brian.
Okay, I feel better now because I got my back kicked in saying, oh, you know, Colorado's got all this money. And I was like, I don't think so.
Well, no, the state has a lot of money. But CSU, I think, has more money than CU does, which is weird.
Remember, CSU has that. Also is more lenient. About admissions than Colorado.
Yeah.
And that's why they're a private/public at Colorado, because let's face reality, Byron, only 1.1% of the population in Boulder is black. Yeah, it actually jumps to 7% on game day.
Wow.
Yep. But you go to places further down, like you get closer to Broomfield, all those towns closer to Denver, then it starts going up. But yeah, Boulder County is definitely, let's just say, very white. So
come on, I went to school, University of Tulsa. So
yeah,
yeah.
But a couple of shows ago, I was the only one that knew what HBCU meant. But anyway, let's move on.
How about them boys?
Yeah, how about them? Let's talk about them boys, huh?
Woo!
Okay, but let me preface this by my boss, Kerry, is watching. Okay. My coworker, Sylvia, is watching. My coworker, Lizzie, she's not really Pennsylvania, but I said I'd do a shout out to her and Katisha too. So there, guys, you got your shout out. Don't ask me for anything ever again. I know Kerry's off the next few days. I know I'm in charge. Just no. The answer is no to everything. But anyway, let's talk about them boys, shall we? What do you got, Byron? Let's start with Alex.
It felt like the game that they were looking ahead and past it, as they do have the Patriots coming up, that they're just like, it's the Cardinals. The Cardinals, whether the players are tanking or not, it just seems like they're not taking themselves serious.
Yeah.
And Arizona, they're scrappy. They may not be a great football team overall, but they got some heart in them.
They do. And this is without Kyler. Our little guy. But yeah, I was actually, you know, that was kind of the only silver lining I had for football this weekend was the Cardinals winning.
Kingsbury is coaching for his life.
As he should be. But you got to give Arizona credit.
Absolutely.
By the way, my coworker Thomas in Arizona, yes, we're talking good about the Cardinals. Didn't want you to think we weren't gonna. So, yeah, go ahead, Byron. You give me the look. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got to say the fact that Dallas was missing three or four of their starting linemen. Okay. That's cool. They still have, you know, Dak is supposed to be the guy, you know, because, you know, Jerry Jones did say he's the greatest leader in the history of the Dallas Cowboys.
Troy Aikman never existed.
Troy Aikman, Roger Staubach,
Danny White,
Dandy Don, Meredith, all these guys. So he's sitting there, you know, that's what he said. So, but okay, they're missing one guy on defense who happened to be a corner. You know, it's a big, you know, miss with Diggs, but they still had the same, you know, other 10 guys are playing. So how is it that the Cardinals put it, put it on them, run up and down the field on them, and basically made them, a one horse pony when the wonderful Dak threw another interception with three guys standing right there looking right at him.
I can't believe that happened, Byron. Dak Prescott throwing into triple coverage? Hey. You guys need to take the show over. I got to recover from this for a second. I'll be back. If I'm a Cowboys, and this is something that, and I'll bring my boss Carrie back into it. She is a devout Cowboys fan, except for who their owner is. She hates Jerry Jones, which.
Who actually likes Jerry Jones?
Everybody likes Jerry Jones. He's a good guy.
I'm just going to let that sink in there for a second that Byron actually said that.
He's done great contributions for all the other teams in the NFC East by not winning. So
yeah, that's true. That's true.
He's helping everybody.
I know there are the Eagle fans up in this area, Byron. They love him. They love the guys.
They love Jerry Jones. Wait till when it snow out there and they start throwing snowballs again, like they used to do back in the day. But
pack of batteries. I wouldn't accuse the Eagles fans of packing batteries into snowballs. That would be
allegedly.
Yes.
Boost Santa Claus.
Yeah, they did get.
Yeah, but let's say facts. Was it really Santa or was it just Andy Reid? Let's move on first. I'm just kidding.
Embrace debate.
It's a good debate. And Byron, as you notice, the brown stuff has not been around last couple of weeks. So
apple juice?
No, apple juice. This is vitamin C juice. This is all vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Yep. Okay. So not saying I'm not doing it after the show, but during the show, I'm not going to do it because I would probably say a lot of more stupid things than I actually do say on the show. So we'll just kind of
leave. Listen, that would just make some great clips for the producer to
Santiago probably has enough on me. He's been holding his blackmail, and Santiago, you can turn that into a clip. That'd be fine. I think he has enough on Byron and for Vic for the last couple of years, so I don't want to really necessarily jump into that.
Come on step into the dark side.
What do you guys want to talk about? I mean,
Don't forget we have the Eagles because we have an Eagle fan that might call in.
Oh, that's right. Not my uncle Eric, but Eric.
The other Eric, yeah.
The other Eric, yeah. Let's talk about the Eagles. I didn't see anything they did this weekend. What happened, Byron? Fill us in.
Mr. Jalen Hurts looked. Yeah, I love the guy as a quarterback. From Alabama, Oklahoma, his days, with the Eagles. But for some reason, it just seems like he's like locking in on one guy, to get the ball, like, A.J. Brown, because last game, he went after him as far as, not throwing a ball. They don't get the ball to Devontae Smith as much as they should because, that he's a great receiver too. And, he threw a lot to the tight end, but it seems like he's just – He'll lock on the one guy, and that's where it's going. Because I think he threw two or three interceptions. And, people around here still, they love the tush push, as they put it, but they still do. And they're still complaining about, that's a great, you have to stop it. I don't know if anybody, what do you think, Andre? I don't think anybody can stop that.
So I think the biggest problem that they have is that he's just not going through his progressions right now because what they're doing is they're playing a stack to his strength. Mm-hmm. If you notice how they've been doing it, to his right side, which is his strength, they're stacking, and they're playing quarter half to his strength, a quarter on the strength side. On his weak side, which is his right side, which causes him to turn harder. They're just man. They're on man lock. Mm-hmm. So his progression mentally is happening where if he sees that quarter is going on, he's moving on to see if the man lock is open. He doesn't have the security blanket of a good tight end to drop to.
I was going
to
say that. Yeah.
Goddard's not that bad. Dallas got
It's just right now he's not comfortable with his tight end. I think he had three drops last game.
Was that Albert O?
Huh?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, when a quarterback can't drop to the tight end and his only drop is to his running back, it now he's looking even further back. And for a guy who's dynamic, who's going to want to run, that's just going to happen. He's going to want to run over the fact of dumping to his running back, who's been playing max protect the whole damn time.
Right.
At some point, either they're going to have to work on the communication and work on the route tree for that tight end, or they're just going to have to pick up a tight end because, yeah. I mean, three crucial drops on third downs.
And he was one of Russ's go-to guys last year because Russ didn't have that many go-to guys last year in Denver. So I don't know what's happening.
You also have to remember that he is not a stand-up tight end.
No.
In the Philadelphia Eagles system.
Right.
He is having to actually get on a three-point stance. It might take some time for that dude to get used to that again.
Yeah, yeah.
He did it in college.
Done it since high school.
He did it in college. Yeah. He did it in college. But he can't – right now he's going up against a bigger, stronger talent that's keeping his butt down.
Yep.
And he's having a harder time releasing.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. Alex, any thoughts on the Philadelphia Eagles?
I have marked them. This may be an incredible hot take. I'm marking them on Fraud Watch. I'm not impressed with them so far.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not saying that like that means they're going to be like a 7-10 team, but I'm marking them on Fraud Watch. I don't know. They're a little sus this year. They haven't exactly impressed me with any of their performances. Beating Tampa Bay the way they did was a good step in the direction, but they don't exactly have the most impressive 3-0 I've seen so far. They beat the Patriots, who, while better than a year ago, which isn't saying much, struggled against the Eagles. They barely beat the Vikings, who are what, like 0-3 or something, or 1-2?
1-2, I think, yeah.
Yeah, they're 1-2, but their two losses are less than 6 points.
That is true. Which a year ago, they were winning all those games, and now we're kind of seeing the table turn that they're now losing all those one possession games.
They don't have the running back. That's why. Yeah. If you don't come right down to it, they let that guy go to the Jets, and well, that has it. You don't have that running back to help get those extra 3 yards or 20 yards when you need them. It's huge. And he was a guy that could do that. So I'm not going to put him on fraud alert just yet. To use an industry term that in my industry, it's not a fraud alert just yet, but I do believe, I still have them as my favorite to win the East. But they're not playing the way they did last year. And it's not a knock, you know, once again, they could be getting used to stuff. But that first game against New England, you know, Belichick almost had him, you know, in the rain in New England. It's kind of like watching a snow game anywhere else. You watch a rain game in New England. You know, there is some weird's going to happen. You know that. So, all right. One, I didn't want to talk about it because I've not heard hardly anything about the Baltimore Ravens this year.
Fraud alert.
Any updates, sir?
Fraud alert.
But, like, would that imply that, like, we were expecting them to be, like, fantastic?
I'm expecting to hear anything. I live 45 minutes away from Baltimore. I have heard nothing.
You live anywhere near the DC area. That's all you've been hearing about.
That's
for the last year.
I'm 45 minutes away from Baltimore, Andre. I'm not lying. I am 40. I have heard nothing about the Ravens this year, period.
That's all I hear.
It's the continued regression of Lamar Jackson.
How'd they lose to the Colts?
Yeah, that kind of took me a bit by surprise. Who's the Colts quarterback?
Quarterback.
Well, it was Gardner Minshew because Richardson is injured right now.
Minshew with that hair,
the good mustache, the good
Yeah, you that's and he's one of those. He's what the NFL needs is a character, but he needs to be like this level quarterback and be a character at the same time. That would be awesome. That'd be taking us back to the Joe Willie days, which I was one at the time. But you know, that's another story. Byron was there for it. He's got me.
Yeah. Seven.
All right. So yeah, I've heard nothing about the. How about the Steelers? I mean,
who?
They're, look, let's face reality. The Steelers are going to be above 500 this year.
Yeah.
But and it's kind of their flaw. They're not. They're never bad enough to get good draft picks. Oh, to get a good draft position.
Right.
And they're all about developing the players. Right now, they have a very, very young unit.
Yeah.
And the head coach got rid of a couple of jerks.
Yep.
He got rid of the jerks. He got he called them diseases. So, you know, he's got the you know, right now they're trying their best. I when you look at them, they're sitting on the cat burglar seat in that division, because we all know the Browns will find a way to mess it all up,
because that's what the Browns do. It's what the Browns do. You know, it's who they are. They, you know, but let's stick in that division for a second. Joe Burrow, what's up?
Heard from injury.
You know, what can I say? The money got to his head.
Yeah. I mean,
it did start slow last year. So let's not necessarily say it was just the contract.
Yeah, but not this slow. The thing about it, and you know, I'll grant you the money, Andre, but I mean, if I were him, I would have said, hey, you know what? Let's take some of this money and let's reallocate it to the guys in front of me so I'm not getting hit 70 times a season.
Yeah, but they did. They brought in, I think Orlando Brown is the left tackle now. They put Jonah Williams, the kid that came from Alabama, to the right side. They did work on the offensive line, but he just got hurt.
I can tell you this from as someone who saw the injury happen on video. I can tell you it was a freak accident. It would have happened if that accident could have happened to anybody. It just happened to the most expensive quarterback or player in the whole league.
Yeah. Oh man. No, you don't mention videotapes and injuries. Cause I remember after I blew out my knee sitting in the little film room that they had after Caprera left at Uppsala, and Coach Wallace just playing it back and forth, watching my knee go. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. So
that was kind of mean.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Walsh liked me that much. That's okay though. You know, it's all right.
Yeah, so, the old style care. Here, watch. Look at this.
He kept rewinding it over and over again. And I'm like sitting there, my knee is swollen to the size of a basketball. I have a knee immobilizer. I'm looking at three surgeries, and he's just clicking back and forth on a Monday practice. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Couldn't need that, Coach. But yeah. But yeah, that was at Moravian, and let's just say that was
it still film or was it VHS?
It was actually film. This was 89.
Yep.
89. So, but yeah, I remember that game only because, not because of the knee necessarily, because I mean, I was actually relieved when it happened. It's because like Noah Lefter never have to go through 2 days again. You know, that kind of thing. But the thing that was upsetting about that, you know, and we joke around every once in a while about, you know, race every once in a while, but that was a serious day because the majority of the Upsala players were either African-American or Latino with, you know, a couple of white guys in there. You know, that was the makeup of the team. And you have Moravian, which is a Lutheran school in the middle of the, not really the coal region, but let's just say rural mountainous Pennsylvania, where I kind of lived growing up a little bit. So let's just say there were some things that happened on the sidelines that day that, you know, I care not to remember, but I remember that more than the knee going out. But then I do remember that Monday of Coach Walsh just clicking it back and forth again. So, all right. I'm kind of out of steam. I don't know what else you guys got going on.
Let's talk about Jet fans.
Let's talk about the Jets.
Let's
talk about the Jets.
Well, we got to talk about the Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
More like the junk.
Where is Joey Caprero? That's what I want to know. Where is Joe Caprero?
Man.
I'm gonna send him a message tonight. Tell him he's got to be on next week to explain himself and his absence from being here.
You know, so. you gotta forgive the guy. I'm pretty sure he's now wishing on his lucky stars that maybe something happens where they trade for Kirk Cousins or something.
Russell Wilson. Trade Zach for Russell, even swap. I'll take
reuniting Russell Wilson with Nathaniel Hackett. That is exactly
That was magic. That was magic in a bottle, right? No, and I've said this once Hackett got fired, Russell actually tried to play the game from that point on in the season. He didn't succeed, but he was trying where he really wasn't before. So, but yeah, let's talk about the Jets for a second. Byron, go ahead. I'm just going to give it to you.
The Jets are in the same boat that the, you know, Giants are in. The offensive line is bad.
Yeah.
You figure they got Breece Hall was one of the running backs, and they got Dalvin Cook. You think maybe, okay, you know, they have a problems pass blocking, that you would run the ball with these guys. You would run the ball. Why? Because Zach Wilson is an interception waiting to happen. So you know what? Let's line up. Get the ball to these guys between the two of them 30, 40 times a game. Minimize him having to throw the ball. Because when he tries to throw the ball, bad things happen.
He thinks he sees his best friend's mom in the stands or something. sorry, family show. I apologize. I apologize for that. I sincerely
PG,
apologize.
PG.
So... the thing about the Jets, I mean, you had all that hype going in to the season. I watched that last episode of Hard Knocks, not because I wanted to, just I had HBO on, and we leave TV on for the dogs, and I figured, well, it's, you know, you have Lev Shriver's voice talking over, and this is what's going to happen with the Jets this year. You know, something mellow for the dogs, because our dogs are kind of weird. And so we went out to the grocery store, we came back, and it was the end, and they're flying Lev Shriver in on a helicopter, and Aaron Rodgers is all excited. I'm like, going, this is football? You're proud to be on Hard Knocks? No one wants to be on Hard Knocks. At least they didn't used to be. And these guys are relishing it. I couldn't understand. And then, you know, I kept thinking, I said, you know, there's going to be a backside to this. Something is going to happen in the first week or two. And of course, 8 plays in, you know, so.
It might have been the 8th play of the game if you count the other side of the ball, but
all right, but let's stick in that division. Let's talk about do you have something to add, Andre?
Oh no, I'm just loving the fact that all my Jet fan friends and cousins, yeah, Dorito, you know who you are, are probably caressing a bottle right now. Because
that almost came out my nose, dude. That was not funny.
Oh yes, it was.
My cousin was talking junk the entire preseason, and I tried explaining to the poor son of a gun, I have yet to see a team perform well when they have the sideshow that's called Hard Knocks at camp.
Yeah.
Them and the Bears, it's like that, not that I was necessarily buying into them being like these juggernauts, but both teams that had some level of hype, and both have just evaporated, and not even October.
Well, as a Broncos fan, I can definitely say that, yeah, same here. So
wait, you didn't think that the Broncos were gonna all of a sudden turn it on?
No. I knew that there was some repair work that needed to be done post Elway. Post Hackett, But I didn't think that we'd get 70 hung up on us on one game. And that brings me to my next topic, the Miami freaking Dolphins. Now, a little bit bruised, yeah, but they're the team I picked in the East. And if they can play the way they have been, they have a chance to maybe even beat that team in the Midwest. I forget what they're called. They have like the arrows on their helmets. If I say that,
we're with the one player that's dating.
No. We're not gonna mention that team or the girl who showed up to that game or any of that.
You can imagine being a Dolphins fan and you just laid 70 on a team.
And the biggest story everybody's talking about Taylor Swift. A girl who showed up to a football game to watch her pretend boyfriend.
Hey, can you imagine how Brandy Mahomes feels?
Pretend boyfriend.
No, she likes her, according to tabloids. Okay. They're actually buddies now. I made my shot saying it's gonna be Mama Kelsey will be the driving wedge, not Brittany. It's like she's going to siphon too much attention away from Mama Kelsey and what her brand that she has built over the last like year.
But all I do is egg on the face on the NFL for not paying whatever they had to pay for the NFL for the Super Bowl halftime show
to be her. Yeah. And you know, you got Byron to shake your head. You guys know, music is like my other passion. She is the biggest selling artist in the world right now. And you're right, Andre, that was a huge foobar. I mean, how could you not? You know, you talk about synergy.
For Usher.
Yeah, exactly. Usher, yeah.
Who hasn't had a hit in 10 years? I mean, like, seriously, Morgan Wallen?
Who?
I don't know, okay. That's a little
more. I'm just saying, you're in Vegas. Hold on, you're in Vegas. Why not country?
Because everybody doesn't listen to country.
Yeah.
Sorry, but the radio say the streaming and record and single sales say otherwise, guys.
I had to listen to a 5 years of Tulsa, man. I don't want to hear no more depressing country songs.
I'm just saying it would definitely would be better than trying to see a 50-year-old J-Lo and a beautiful Shakira trying to perform again.
Well, you're
60-year-old.
Are you telling me those hips lie? Because I don't think they do.
The hips may be lying now, I think is what he's saying. I didn't say
the hips lied. I'm just saying that the other one was definitely not holding her own.
Well, you know, you're talking to a guy that was on his deck last night listening to Coltrane. So, you know, it's you know, the modern music today kind of ended for me in like 2000. You know, the end of grunge, that was pretty much it. You know, the last Van Halen tour was okay. That was about it, though. So, but yeah, let's go. We're not going
to go back to the Dolphins.
Yeah, let's stick with the Dolphins for a second, shall we? The Dolphins made me cry. And they did. But and even though it was my team that got shellacked, it was still impressive. You know, if you can take yourself out of the fan part of it, you know, and I have no ill will for Miami, even though I lived in Florida for 10 years and got sick of hearing their fans talk about the Dan Marino this. Really? Because Elway just beat you again. Did that just happen? But, you know, so I don't have any ill will toward Miami. And I'm actually amazed that our former ball boy, who's their head coach, has put together a team like that. And I never thought I'd see Tyreek Hill function outside of the KC offense, but he's doing well. So,
you know what it is? He is playing like he's playing Madden.
Yeah.
And he's got the tools to do it.
Yeah. He has a
in
team.
All I'm saying
I'm
is,
sure.
When you play Madden, you're trying to score as much as possible.
Yep.
And in defense, you're trying to beat two or three matchups to go ahead and expose those two or three matchups to just wreak havoc and just contain it.
Yep.
And that's the style he's playing.
Yep.
Which it works at the college level graciously because there, you know, you could have a couple studs change the entire aspect of a game, of a team.
Right.
Whereas in the NFL, you need an actual squad. But he's got a heck of a squad for an offense.
Yeah. He basically put together a Madden team. That's the best way to put it, you know. Madden All Pro. Pretty much.
They got four guys. I think four guys on that offense that could be the number one receiver on any team.
Yeah. So hey Byron, you got the picks up there.
Yeah, I got it right here.
How do we do it?
I'm gonna write it down and then I'll put it on there later. That way, you know.
Okay. How did I do last week?
Oh, eight. You're eight and eight.
All right. Hey. But I still had Miami over Denver. So
yes.
Yeah. How'd you do, Byron?
They're traitor.
13-3.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna call Vic and have him tabulate again. I want those votes recounted.
That's because I didn't go again. You know what I usually do. Whatever he picks, I go to opposite.
Yeah, I
didn't do that. I just let me do right. And he called me to complain about it. Oh, you know, you see if you just, you know, you stop going against me, you do better. I was like, whatever, man. I don't care.
And how did he do?
I think he was 8-8 too.
Okay. All right. Well, what games do we have this week, Byron?
Let's start with the one that's going on right now, the Lions and Packers right now.
But I don't know if we want to pick it based on what is literally happening in front of me.
Whatever. Who cares?
Hold on. Let me. I haven't checked the score yet. Let me do that. It's
14-3 Detroit, and they're driving in the red
zone. Right, Byron, now. That's – we already know.
I always pick the Lions.
We're on the bandwagon.
I believe in my ESPN thing I did, I think I picked the Lions as well.
There you go. We'll give you the Lions anyway. I guess you can't mess with this, right, Andre?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
NCAA.
That's right.
All right. You can just shake your head one way or the other.
He's going like the Herb Street. He's just going to give the keys to the game.
Yeah, right.
Falcons, Jaguars.
Who in Jaguars?
Falcons.
I'm going to go Jags. Why not?
I'm going to go Jags.
I'm very interested to see supposedly what Disney is marketing for this game because I'm a sucker for the kid alternate broadcast. They're supposedly doing it different than the Nick cast, so I'm fascinated to see how that's going to turn out.
I will tell you what, I am excited about that as much as my football team is excited because we're going to be playing that during breakfast for the team breakfast while we get ready for University of Northern Iowa.
Oh, you play? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Alex, yeah. Which one you pick? Who are you picking?
Got the Falcons over in London.
Yeah, that is Dolphins, Bills.
Dolphins.
Miami.
Man, that was easy.
What about you, Byron?
Miami.
Yeah. Andre, is that game gonna be on TV? Your game?
ESPN Plus, my man. ESPN Plus.
And being a hockey fan, I have ESPN Plus, so
The Missouri Valley Football Conference has an agreement with ESPN Plus, so you could watch every one of our games.
All right, will do.
You will see me on the sideline from time to time. As apparently, there's a picture of me floating around wearing a Big Ten vest.
Okay, I'm going to definitely do a freeze frame on that when I see it and take a picture.
Broncos, Bears.
Bears.
I'm going with Bears. They're both really bad, but I'm Chicago. I'm giving them the home field on that.
I'm going with the Broncos.
No, I appreciate that, Byron, but you did that last week. And
somebody has to.
Yeah.
Bengals, Titans.
Bengals.
I'm going Titans.
I'm going Bengals. What? You going what, John?
Titans.
Titans and Alex, what'd you say?
Cincinnati, the Bengals.
All right. Rams, Colts.
Rams? Question mark?
Yeah. I don't think Indianapolis is as good as, you know, winning in Baltimore in that gritty game. I'm going LA.
Rams. Man, I'm going with the Colts, man. Minshew.
Yeah, change me to the Colts. Like, I'm going to go with Jordan, too. Why not? Greatest porn stash in the NFL. So, oh, wait, oh, no.
Here we go.
I mean, Fu Manchu, not. I didn't.
Commanders, Eagles.
Who?
Commanders versus the Eagles.
I'm going Commanders.
You're going left hand up.
Yep. Yep.
I got to pick. As much as I have labeled them frauds, I am picking the Eagles this week.
Commanders. Wow. Vikings, Panthers.
Vikings.
Panthers.
Begrudgingly, Vikings.
Vikings. I'm going Panthers.
Alex, you got?
Panthers as well. Jalen's starting to come to his own on that team. I like it.
Yeah.
Steelers, Titans.
Wait, what?
I thought these two. Wait, Titans or Texans?
I mean Texans.
Okay. I'm like, Steelers.
I'm picking Texans.
One of their 8 wins.
The what?
One of their 9 wins.
Alex, where are you going? Titans?
Texans.
Texans, I mean. Me too. Texans. Woo. Raiders, Chargers.
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 They still have the best coach in the AFC West.
Patriots, Cowboys.
Patriots. Kidding me? I'm not picking the Cowboys. Hear that, DFW people? I'm not picking the Cowboys.
It's between a rock and a hard place as a Giants fan living in New England. I'm taking the Cowboys begrudgingly.
Ugh.
Weekend in New England.
Oh, sorry, man. I'm going to Patriots, but I can't pick them. Uh-oh. Cardinals 49ers.
Niners, come on, man.
Not even a question. Arizona has heart, but not that much.
No, not that much.
Wow. Chiefs, Jets.
Kansas City. Sorry, I gag even saying the name of this city.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Yeah, thank you.
The real question is going to be how much is NBC going to have Taylor Swift? Because she's apparently going to be at the game in New York on Sunday night.
Apparently, they're even trying to make arrangements to interview her during the game.
Doesn't surprise me.
Let it go.
We have sold our souls, people. We have sold our souls.
I wouldn't know her song if somebody started playing. I wouldn't have a clue. None of them.
The only one I know is "Play is Gonna Play." That's the only one I know.
Oh,
do that again. What is that?
No, I'm not gonna do it again. No.
Which that's going. That whole shimmy,
yep. Everything. That's gonna be on Facebook tomorrow. Thank
funny
you.
Funny enough, you mentioned that one song. That's the hit song from the album that she's re-recording. That's coming out. I think, I don't know if it's October or November, the 1989 album, Shake It Off.
Alex.
The fact that you know all this is crazy.
Yeah, I'm a millennial,
it's my generation.
Yeah,
all I know is Santiago, I know you're watching 10. This. Santiago, I know you're watching this. I want that shimmy in a GIF and send to me ASAP.
Uh-oh, we have Eric Winters wanting to join us.
Wait. And last one, Seattle Giants.
Gotta go with the Giants.
Giants. The Eric, not my Uncle Eric. Thank you and welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
You're right at the tail end, man.
Hey, come man. Over,
listen, right under the clock.
When I first started coming on the show with you guys, I was coming in pretty late, and Victor used to give me a lot of stuff about it. So I had to go back to my old ways because I ain't feel like dancing all night about my Eagles.
Well, I'm not going to say what Alex had on him, but, you know.
Oh, wow. Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. I am late, but I love coming to this party, man. You guys got one of the best podcasts out there that's, you know, that people don't know about. And the fact that y'all share the information that y'all share and keep a smile on your face and it don't go crazy in here, it's a beautiful thing.
Even when your team loses by 50, I got a smile on my face.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Got to smile through the pain.
Yep.
What they say, laughing while you're crying or some shit. Yeah. Yeah. Excuse my language.
That's why liquor helps. Anyway. who's Monday night, Byron?
Seattle Giants.
Giants.
It's going to be very difficult to watch as a Giants fan, but
that's going to be absolutely brutal to watch.
I don't think so, man. I told y'all, man, the Giants going to be all right. Now, if you're a Cowboys fan, you better figure it out now. But I think the Giants might be all right because, like, Dak already starting and it ain't even close to the playoffs. I don't understand it. Like, what are you doing? Like, is it that deep? You got that much pressure on your back, buddy? Like, just go sit down somewhere.
Yeah. He's the one true leader in Dallas Cowboys history.
The greatest leader in Cowboy history.
Yeah.
Y'all keep talking about that rain. And what they say, I heard an old timer say, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Hey, man, we're just quoting Jerry.
That's what I said. The old timers there. I'm old timer.
Yeah. So, all right. Is there anything you wanted? Sorry, I burped right there too. You put that on the gag reel too, Santiago. Appreciate it. Eric, is there anything you got going on you want to talk about when wrap up?
Once, Coach Byron, man, you guys got a good one here. And the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of people that talk about things, but you got people that's an actual doer. He showed up to my son. I got 5 and 6. Well, actually, I got 2 6-year-old kids. One plays soccer in one area of the city. Where we live at. And the other one plays football, and he's always there. Like, I asked him to show up, and when he show up, hey, man, look at that big old man standing over there. And then Eric
says, he threw the old at you, though.
the old man, because he tower over everybody. So everybody around him is shorter than him, and you just see him everybody. Just standing there. So, but he watched my son, and, he seen my daughter, and he was so happy to see him. And he's not even kin to me. And that's important because, when the old timers believe in you enough to come see your family grow and all of that, man, that means everything to me. And that's why I love this show and why I show up.
Byron's
I almost broke a tear, but that's what I got going on.
Thank you very much. That was really nice.
Byron's an all right dude, but he'll never let me know ahead of time when he's come down to Middletown and just to say hi, but that's all right.
That's usually a spur of the moment thing with my sister, man. I'm
20 minutes away, Byron. 20 minutes from Middletown. Anyway, all right, guys. Hey, I didn't do the whole thing at the beginning. Make sure that you follow Jersey Boys Sports Talk on all your wherever you get your podcasts, Twitch, Spotify. I actually saw us on Amazon Music the other day. So, that's there too.
Everything.
So, and wherever you get your podcast, be sure to leave any comments. Let us know how handsome Byron is, and we'll go from there. But as we close out, of course, we always want to talk about our first responders and the people who defend our country and taking care of them as they take care of us. So Wounded Warrior Foundation, the Gary Sinise Foundation, all of them worthy. Go ahead and chip in whatever you can, $1, $2, $3. If you do like Byron do like $700 a week, whatever, it all, I'm kidding. But Byron, and once again, even though it's not here, let's do VicarRoadshow.com, build generational wealth. Gentlemen, thank you. I hope I didn't do too bad. Santiago, if I see anything on Facebook tomorrow, coming after you, buddy. Anyway, guys.
If it gets good engagement.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. Byron, I'll see you next time. Andres, good to see you again. Alex, too. Eric, always good to see you. So, take care, guys.
All right.